Aircheckdownloads.com.
Independent Radio News.
A very good morning to you. Welcome along to the program.
Metro Antilles. Cameron Smith.
The Northeast Night Shift.
All your favourite music.
1, 2, 3 o'clock.
Bill Haley to kick the program off this morning. Rock around the clock, as we will do until 5 o'clock this morning.
Northeast weather.
For the rest of the night, it'll be cloudy and mild with a few spots of light rain or drizzle. By morning, it'll be much the same, although by the afternoon, it'll be more persistent, the rain that is. Temperatures will be as high as 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and winds southwesterly, fresh to strong. You're in tune with the North East Night Shift. Metro and Tees together. Good morning to you.
More music.
That's a gentleman with a stutter. David London and Samantha. Yes, a very good morning to you. How do I find you this morning? Fit and well, I hope. And if you're not feeling on top of the world, then perhaps some of my charm and coolness will rub off on you this morning. I don't know. Well, coming up in this hour of the programme, I'll be taking your dedications and messages on Tyneside 488-3131. So if you'd like a mention on this morning's programme, give us a ring now. And if you're outside the Tyneside area, the code is 091. And also, with reference to an article in a magazine that I was reading the other day, I'd like to know what your pet hates are. The article was saying that a lot of people dislike spiders. So, have you got a pet hate? Perhaps it's a hamster, a spider, a mouse? Perhaps it's your husband or wife? When you phone in, let us know what your pet hates is, what your pet hates are, and we'll be running a competition. Well, not so much a competition, but a survey a little bit later on in the programme. And also later in the programme, I'll be hearing from the agony columnist of Just 17 over a criticism they've recently received saying they encourage immorality and underage sex. And also we'll be talking on the phone to an organiser of the sponsored pool marathon that's taking place in South Shields today. And we've got music from our featured artists, The Pretenders, and a lot more to get through in the next 3 hours. So stay with me till then, please.
Metro Antilles.
The OJs with Love Train, 16 minutes past 2 on the Northeast Night Shift. Do hope you're feeling good today, and a quick reminder that tonight at 10 o'clock, John Ollie plays the best in easy listening romantic music with music from the heart, and there'll be requests and dedications, plus new features including Dream Dates, Back Together Again, and a thing called Couples Couple. So there's some new features there, and that'll put you in a romantic mood tonight, so tune in to Metro and Tees at 10 o'clock. Bananarama and Shy Boy. 20 minutes past 2 o'clock. Coming up very shortly, we'll be having a record from Little Eva called Locomotion, but we're always first for information on Metro and Tees. Yes, the personality in the region today is the Right Honourable Dr. David Owen MP, and he'll be visiting Durham, Newcastle and Blythe Valley. He'll be opening the Alliance Centre in Blythe and speaking at a public meeting at Ridley High School. That's in 6th Avenue in Blythe. So if you want to go along and quiz him on this party, his party politics, now's your chance. And that's all taking place today, 6.15 to 7.15 this evening. Why not go along there?
Cameron Smith, all your favourite music.
Little Eva and Locomotion back to 1962, and it was re-released again in 1972. Do like that record. Makes a nice contrast to Love Train as well. Don't forget your dedications and messages, please. Tyneside 488-3131 if you'd like to be part of the programme this morning. And also, don't forget to let me know your pet hates as well. If you don't like spiders or snakes or rats or anything, let us know. We'll be having a survey throughout the programme. Interesting to find out what is the most hated pet hate in the North East at the moment. I would do if I could find it. What is a booty, I wonder? Casey and the Sunshine Band. Telling you to shake your booty. Well, it's time for our featured artists now. And this morning I've picked The Pretenders. Do hope you like the music from them. And as usual, at the beginning, we'll give you a bit of trivia now. Don't know if you knew this or not. In 1974, Chrissie Hynde quit her job working on the rock paper, The New Musical Express. And she went to France and America to try and break into the music business. Well, without much success, she returned to London, where she was introduced to a group of musicians from Hereford. And in 1978, the band The Pretenders was formed. Their first chart-topper record came in 1979 with this, their first number one hit. Do like this as well. Brass in Pocket.
Got this.
number one hit for our featured artist there. The Pretenders did like that record, still do, not bad at all. Well, following their hit, their debut album was released, The Pretenders, which became an instant success, and the band received the accolade of Best New Artist for 1980, and we'll feature them a little bit later on in the programme. It's exactly 2:30 on the North East Night Shift on Metro and Tees together. Good morning to you. Survivor and a very well-known movie soundtrack, that Burning Heart. But coming up very shortly, we'll be talking about a sponsored pool marathon that's being held in South Shields. That's not far away. Well, for the rest of the night, it'll be cloudy and mild with a few spots of light rain or drizzle. By morning, it'll be much the same, although the afternoon, it will be far more rainy and the rain will be more persistent. Temperatures will be as high as 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and winds southwesterly, fresh to strong. So overall, not a bad day at all. Seems like we're featuring quite a lot of number ones on the programme this morning. And number one for The Police there, Walking on the Moon, back to 1979. Well, today, there's a sponsored pool marathon, and it's being held at the Station Hotel in South Shields to raise money for the Thorncliffe Children's Home Christmas Party. Now, it's running from 11 o'clock this morning through until 11 o'clock tonight, and anyone is quite welcome to go along and lend their support. Well, last night, I spoke on the phone to Jill Baird. Now, she's one of the organisers of the event, to find out a little bit more about it and what's going on.
Well, Jill, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about the marathon and what's happening tomorrow. Well, Jill, thank you very much indeed for talking to me, and we wish you the very best of luck for tomorrow.
Right, thanks a lot.
So, if you're around South Shields today, why not drop in and give them your support? A very worthwhile cause. Thank you very much indeed, Jill, for talking to me. I'll dedicate this record to you and all the kids as well. Coming up very shortly, we'll be talking about Just 17 magazine. But before that, let's keep you up to date with what's happening in the area. Yes, North Alderton. Young farmers are holding a dance between 9 and 1 o'clock this evening, and that's in Danby Whisk Villa Hall. And tickets which are available on the door cost £1.50. So if you'd like to go and join the young farmers, the North Alderton young farmers, why not go along there tonight?
Metro and Tees.
Sweet Sensation and Sad Sweet Dreamer, bringing the time to 15 minutes to 3 o'clock on the North East Night Shift. Now, if you're a teenager, who would you turn to for advice? For example, if you had a problem at school, college, work maybe, or a relationship, or even health and life generally, would you turn to a parent, a family friend, or teacher? Well, many young people, of course, do just that, but a huge number of people write to teenage magazines. Now, that's all very well, but recently teenage magazines and their writers have come under attack. A survey called The Seductive Cell criticised the magazine for encouraging immorality and underage sex. Well, Just 17 was one of those magazines criticised, but their advice writer, Melanie McFagan, says this is certainly not part of their brief, as she told Greg Strange how she reacted to their criticisms.
I find it disappointing because I welcome constructive criticism because it keeps me sharp.
Aircheckdownloads.com.